More than a decade ago, Honolulu's elevated fixed guideway rail system was estimated to cost $4.6 billion. Today, that price tag has nearly doubled, and the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, HART, is considering a public-private partnership, or P3, to complete the final city center segment. Tu Yen Mai is a paid consultant who briefed HART on the commercial viability of a P3.
In construction contracting, typically there is a retainage between 5% and 10%, but you would only disperse at the end to ensure proper completion. Here, we are talking more about 30%. When you have 30% of their money that you hold back, it changes behaviors to make sure that you get construction completion on time and on budget.
HART is also considering awarding a 20-year contract for operations and maintenance of the entire rail system once it's completed. That would require the new contractor to assume full responsibility of the entire system, the guideway, track, and rail cars. Nicole Doheny, another paid consultant, says a 20-year O&M contract would fix costs and ensure system reliability.
Where the P3 really comes into play is not only delivering the project, but making sure this is a project that the people here will be very happy to ride for many years in the future, and that the ongoing operations and maintenance will be invested as it should be and not go into disrepair.
The P3 model is a design, build, finance, operate, and maintain contract that transfers risk and responsibility to a private partner. Key incentives for the private developer would be the estimated $97 million in transit-oriented development revenue and $141 million in other income from HART-acquired properties. But HART Vice Chair Terrence Lee asked if the $57 million in future parking revenue was accurate.
I think we're also studying the impacts of autonomous vehicles. You know, everything I read about autonomous vehicles is that, you know, parking garages become obsolete and people aren't going to be parking their cars. And, you know, I just want to understand whether that risk has been baked into these projections or analyzed.
The consultants also say there's no legislation required for a P3 contract. But HART is responsible for construction, not O&M. HART Executive Director and CEO Andrew Robbins says he plans to brief the Honolulu City Council Transportation Committee May 24th on the proposed option. He says if the P3 does not go through, HART will revert back to design build.
What we see on other rail projects around the country and even around the world is that government works very hard to get the projects built, very often goes over budget and over schedule, but gets done, people ride it, and then 10, 15 years down the road, there's another call for funding when assets need to be replaced. What we're trying to do is get this project on a sustainable course.
The last 4.1-mile, 8-station city center segment from Middle Street to Alamoana Center is expected to cost $1.6 billion and break ground next year in order for the system to be fully operational by December 2025. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.